Firstly, you know, the auspicious text.
So let's turn to verse number 34, which says, "Old Buddha say the cause for completion of the collections, whose nature is merit and exalted wisdom, is the development of higher perception."
Tadi ada gombulu rugi di ribut cuci be ini jude kawan di kau kau sunam isi cawasa di sunam isi lagi tambah kau ni tahu resos umum juga nale ya kunci tu ni sayang kau kau jauh
所以，with regard to this verse, there is also a similar verse in the 60 stanzas of reasoning by Master Nagarjuna, where he says that may through the collection of this merit. And the merit and wisdom may all sentient beings complete the collection of merit and wisdom, and through that completion of the collection merit and wisdom may they reach Buddhahood. And similarly, Master Chandrakirti says in his Madhyamaka Avatara that through the two wings of conventional understanding of conventional reality and ultimate reality, may the king swan fly across the ocean.
What is one? That is correct, Luna. The Chalot does shoot shells, Tawat does shoot, Chalot does shoot shells. That is. The basic Buddhist philosophy concept is law of causality. Within the law of causality, the concept of law of causality. So, the Buddhahood, of course, there are certain quality which not depend on, within the phenomena which, in the nature of causality, like the emptiness of Buddha's mind, and also our emptiness of our mind is something permanent. The kāsa kāsa ne shāyā re mātā kōt, dhruvīngu ne shāyā mīndu kā.
So emptiness of mind of Buddhas and sentient beings cannot be posited as an affirming through affirmation of the phenomenon or in the sense of an affirming phenomenon, but it has to be posited as something by negating something on the mind.
Now, for example, in this hall, no elephant. So absence of elephant is exist. Isn't it? We can know, we can understand there's no elephant. So it is something we can understand. So it exists. But it's just a mere absence of elephant. So absence of elephant itself is something permanent, always there. Wherever no elephant, the non-existence of elephant always there. It is permanent. Some sense? So today in Pramana, the logic, so logical, what's it?
The Pramana.
The text, they like, Dhammakiti is Pramana Vatika Karika, Oh, very difficult text. I think very few among our scholars who really have the complete text memorized. I think very, very few. Very few. In my case, only few shalokas at the beginning and few otherwise. Zero. So you see, especially kapata
to nishik to. So within the objects of knowledge, we made these two categories of the affirm things which are positive or and negative.
Ta kapaliya kaja kaksong ke megata.
Within the negative phenomena, there are two, which are called the negative phenomena, which actually do not imply anything, but the mere, which is a mere negation, which is posited through mere negation of something, and then there are other, there's other category of negative phenomena, which is called affirming negative.
That you look good to me, you know, Jesse, Loy, Rodante, Kapan Jay, Lotiki, Kaksa Serapone, you church. Turn the Lord's church. Chazanga, seven chupas. Pajiri, Kaksa Sen, Mado. That Druvi did. 그래 유대가라 지금 유대 넘버 넘버스는 다 유대 가서 그래 다 간다로 시작할 거네 뒤에 유디스입니다 가서 그때 가다 각자 세워 거네 된디 로유도 시작할 거 그래 된다가 주배고 로를 시작하지 저상가 각도도 주도 니식도
And so also there is mention of the within the subjective mind itself. There are one category of mind which actually sees or perceives the object by negating something onto the object, and therefore this kind of conception follows the principle of elimination. So you eliminate something on some object, and then you realize or perceive that object. And so this is the perception which engages with the object through, by means of elimination of something. And then there are others which actually engage or which perceive objects without actually going through this process of elimination, but actually taking on the object in its perception.
Then here, I think when you look at me, through eye, there you can see the object, what exists this moment. If suppose if one fly here, you can see that. Then close your eye. Now the image of you can you have seen. Now image. Now that not the. Actual that object, just image. Now that image, now you see what you have seen before. Only that image. If at that time you see some big sort of fly here, or the image, still that fly there, but actually no longer that fly. Clear. Chazanga. Da tangu di kasore domi satche yug nezu kare yeba di chasang do dengeji tong dengeji da di domi di changbe dobol le yuzane di tunji namba di sha jasanga da tegi domi ki tong deya di yudu rengshin madriba satche dobol sha deya di yudu rengshin driba satche Nangda chikdun chayisi. Da tunji shaadaya dila, dobay daksam sigo, da tsame, tsamabay tanyarida. Because Muslim Jube Jayaki, Yuti, Rangzensi. That the dear, some of the Duzuki Rangzenda, Dota Sadi, Umubi Dota, those metard. That in a coordinate language.
So, just as our conception engages with the objects in these two ways, through the elimination, the principle of elimination, just as our perceptions engage with objects, on the one hand, through the elimination of something, and on the other hand, without going through that process. And likewise, we have two different kinds of conceptions or conceptual thoughts. Now, with regard to the perceptual cognition, which actually sees things, as I explained, with regard to seeing the bee on my forehead, and when you see that bee, you actually have a perceptual cognition of the bee, which is to say that your sense perception is able to see the bee very clearly without having to go through any kind of the process of elimination of something. But then after that, what follows is you have a conception of the bee. And although the bee is no longer on my head, but you still can have that conception of the bee on my head. And that conception actually, how it actually engages with the object, which is the bee on the forehead, is by having this, what is known as a generic image of the bee on the forehead, and then accordingly it perceives or conceives the bee. And so in this way, the things which are seen perceptually with our senses directly are said, according to the Brahmana tradition in the text, these are said to be things which are manifest, and then there are those that are said to be self-characterized phenomena. And then the generic image which forms in our conception, in other words, how our conception works with regard to its object is by following this principle of through the principle of elimination of something, and you have a generic image of that object in your conception, in your thought, and in this way it engages with the object. And so these kind of objects, which are merely conceptually perceived or recognized, are said to be the things which are not generally characterized phenomena, or merely they are said, according to the Brahmana system, they are said to be merely called designated, merely imputed. Whereas the perceptual things are said to be not merely imputed, but they have some self-characterized feature. And so here, when we make these two distinctions of the self-characterized phenomena and merely things being merely conceptually designated, we should know that we are not going into the Madhyamaka philosophical understanding of these two things, but merely from the point of view of the Brahmana system.
So the Brahmana Vatika Karika, the concept about the ultimate reality, the Brahmana Vatika Karika, according some portion, according Sautantik school of thought, and some portion, the Chitta Mantra, the school of thought. So in any way, the basic sort of, let's say, the kasota, the categorized of object, and also the way to kasota understand these different objects, that's all of the school of thought is the same, and not only Buddhist, but also in ancient non-Buddhist sort of school of thought. Also, there's a lot of explanation about these things. So these are very, very important. Now this, I feel, you see, we can take as an academic subject rather than religious subject. So I think we are already working, you see, the certain sort of the concept or concept of concept marita.
The content.
Subject which mentioned in these Buddhist texts. We can treat some just simply science. Science of matter, science of mind. So that should take separately. And then you also can add into some Western sort of city, kasoda. Some kya bakasre. Like Paul Ekman, an American
psychologist.
I don't know what particular sort of term. He, on the basis of sort of facial expression.
Neuropsychologist.
You see, he categorized, I think, 16 different emotions. So we should include this is such modern sort of because of the findings. Very good. Just simply, it's explaining about the fact. That's all. So the Paramananda Vadika Garika, except you said the Buddhist sort of the kasota, regarding Buddhist sort of the kasota practice. Otherwise, many of the subject, should treat it as a academic subject. So now, I'm trying to say, now every phenomena, now from the Madhyamika sort of viewpoint, or Madhyamika, or I think, including Madhyamika, you see, everything categorized, you see, two things. That's Tandam Tempa, Guzu Tempa.
Yes. So everything is categorized into the two phenomena, which are called the ultimate reality and then the conventional reality.
Conventional level, as briefly mentioned yesterday also, you see, they each have its own entity and different things. Everything, if we investigate thoroughly, then we can't find any sort of substance. So because things are interdependent, so once we separate all these different factors which the thing depend. After all these sort of factors, you see, kasurpa
taken apart. So if we take something, if you have something in front of you, and if you take apart with your mind the different parts of it,
then nothing left there. So in that respect, all phenomena like that. The Shunya itself like that. Buddha also like that. No absolute, no independent. So now here, so Buddha's level, there's certain Buddha's quality, such as complete elimination of all defilement and its imprints, right? These but are quality of kasota, permanent. But the rest of the Buddha's quality, such as all-knowing, or mercy, or compassion, and his energy, these are the kasada phenomena which within the law of causality. So therefore, these Buddha's quality must come its own causes and conditions. So that cause must be because of Devyungaradhara.
Yes. The cause must precede its effect.
So cause of Buddhahood must start from before Buddhahood. Right?
No.
So now, those phenomena which eventually produce or causing Buddha's body, Buddha's speech, Buddha's mind, its continuation, ultimately, Buddha nature, I mentioned yesterday, Buddha nature, there are, you see, different, because of that. Different, what should they? dimensions. In Sutra, Buddha nature, Tathagata Garbha, or Sukhata Sindhaya, according Abhisamaya Alankara, mainly the angle from the sort of ultimate truth. Gyulama Kasa.
Mahayana Uttara Tantra.
Mahayana Uttara Tantra. Tantra. You see the angle from mainly the mind sight. But you see, not fully sort of explain about the nature of that mind, that only from Guhi Samaja. When the word come, or the ultimate source of Buddha's mind, here also is the mind. You should not just consider this grosser level of mind. We must make a distinction, grosser, because of subtler, most innermost.
Innermost,
subtle mind. So, Buddha's mind's ultimate, the continuation of the source of Kasachubuti, substantial cause, is our mind. Within the mind, very, very subtle level mind. That's actually Buddha nature. That does not mean that's Buddha. We should not consider, oh, we already Buddha. That is foolish. That no need any effort, no need any complaint. But full of complaint here. I myself also a lot of complaining. So is there something wrong? So complain. So therefore, suddenly we are not Buddha. It is foolish to say, you know, the big tree, the seed, the all the sort of, so the potential is within that seed. Right? But nobody said that seed is that tree. No, nobody said that. Clear. So therefore, the Buddha's seed, ultimate seed already here, the subtle mind and the subtle energy. The subtle mind become Buddha's mind. The subtle energy become Buddha's speech and Buddha's body. That clearly mentioned in Guhi Samaja Tantra. And particularly the Nagarjuna, see his sort of writing and commentary or Kasada, translation of Kasari.
No, mean commentary.
Commentary.
Explanation.
Of that Nagarjuna, that is Jumma.
Yes. The commentary.
Nagarjuna.
Samaja, which is called the Five Stages.
That's Nagarjuna's writing. Oh, now time sleep. Short moment. Perhaps those people who usually should not get before sort of 7, then I think should take a few moments to sleep. For me, no problem. 3:30 already sort of got up, so no problem. Yeah, so then commentary about that root text, Aryadeva wrote. Then one major commentary wrote by Chandrakirti. Dhatava, Chandrakirti. I think some of you, I think, already know. I think, may not know. The great sort of Sanskrit scholar, late Ubadeva, great scholar, Sanskrit scholar. You see, he carried some research about Kalachakra Tantra. So for that connection, he visited few times to Nepal. So one occasion, he found one palm leaf, one sort of Sanskrit writing on palm leaf, one page. He saw somewhere. in Nepal. Then he noticed the style of the Sanskrit, the writings were. Sanskrit, Chikasuri.
The style.
He found 100% same. That is 400 verses of Aryandeva. So that one palm leaf, sorry, one page palm leaf, that about Tantriyana. But the style, Sanskrit writing style, he as a good scholar, so he found exactly same author. So he told me after he saw that, then he fully convinced the Aryandeva practice the Tantriyana, and then naturally Aryandeva received tantric teaching from his teacher Nagarjuna. Then here also the Atisha Dibhamkara wrote this small text in Tibet, and he mentioned about Tantriyana. So at many great masters, you see, they in our the translation, about 300 volumes, including Buddha's own sort of teaching, the many great, well-known Nalanda masters wrote Kasoda Jyoti, Tantric text. So as I mentioned, I think the other day, the Tantric or Buddhist teaching, like Sanskrit or Kasoda, the teaching, not taught publicly. So historian, not recorded. So people say, some of these Buddhist teaching or so-called Mahayana teaching not taught by Buddha because not recorded in history. Like that. That's okay. So now important is we have to analyze the meaning the Sanskrit text, sort of,
the subject,
and the Pali subject. The all teaching based on Four Noble Truths. The Sanskrit tradition, Sanskrit teaching, further explanation about Nirodha, third noble truth. And because of that, the fourth noble truth then become much kasoda.
Extensive,
like that. And then Tantriyana, I think generally I was explaining the Pali tradition, Four Noble Truths, is the basis of Buddhist teaching. Then Panchaparamita Sutra is, as just I mentioned, the further sort of elaborate about third noble truth. And also explaining possibility to achieve that third noble truth. Third noble truth is one quality of mind. So how can achieve that? Thorough explanation, not through prayer, not through offering, but through meditation. Meditation also not only just a close eye and because of the thoughtlessness, not that way. A thoughtlessness in the sense, grosser level of thought, because of the stop. Then different sort of matter. Otherwise, the thoughtlessness, simply, you see, the thoughtlessness. I think sometimes I'm teasing some practitioner. Even I think the pigeon, when we saw, you see, in hotel, this is sometimes in the morning, the pigeon in the outside of the window, a pigeon, this is, I mean, I think very, very sort of peaceful, not moving. So he or she also, you see, getting some kind of experience of thoughtlessness. So should not, because of the mixed way, word of thoughtlessness. There are many levels, and particularly those people who practice Dzogchen and Chakchen, Ma Mudra. Yes, all these referring the subtle level of mind, not just the thoughtlessness like that. So we should not confuse. So therefore, so then the third Dharma wheel, again Sanskrit, is mentioned about the because of two categories. And the third, because of the Dharma wheel, two categories. One category about those people who difficult to accept the second Dharma wheel's sort of teaching. Nothing, everything, absence of independent existence. Therefore, Monic Modura said.
Therefore, things have no essence.
Oh, so those people who cannot understand, you see, that subject, at that point, then Buddha deliberately taught another way.
So with the what are known as the three ways of how things exist, the Buddha, during the third turning of the wheel, gave teaching on the three natures. With regard to these three natures,
东西学生向往，各自滚的，东西学生向往，各自滚的东北永住，但这是不对。东西向往的模拟，各自叫我模拟明白吧？这各自看的东北，各自的怎样模拟明白吧？各自的各些的东北，各自就的，那东北我的永住，永住，全他们模拟明白吧？
And so regarding the three natures, according to the third turning of the wheel of Dharma, what is known as the dependent nature. And the dependent nature serves as the basis for establishing the emptiness, or what is known as the perfect nature. And the perfect nature is established by rejecting the second nature, which is called the imputed nature. And so these three, the dependent nature, the imputed nature, and the consummate nature are the three natures, or three things that are taught in the third turning of the wheel. And with regard to these three, now the dependent nature is those things which are dependent on its causes and conditions, and so they do not have any self production, and they are devoid of self production, and the imputed nature do not have any self-characterization of their own, and then the consummate nature is this ultimate nature, but the ultimate nature itself has no essence apart from the being imputed by eliminating this the imputed nature.
So that's one category of the teaching of third Dharma wheel. Another category among third wheel,
that becomes the source text for Mahayana Uttara Tantra by Maitreya.
This is now explaining about the mind or subject side. Clear light, there are two clear light. Yujuase, Yujinjuase.
So within the clear lights, there is the object, the clear light, which is the object of mind, and then there is also the subjective mind, which is the clear light.
Mm. So, because of the clear light, about object, as an object, that explained in second Dharma wheel. Because of the subject, clear light, mentioned in third Dharma wheel. So now that is the basis of tantric teaching. So now here, the Buddha's own, within the translation from India, I think about 10 volumes translated from Chinese. The rest of the text all translated from Sanskrit, mainly Sanskrit, and also some Pali, Vinaya. These, I think, some, I think, text translated from Pali. Do Lung Tishi? I see. Then all of them, most of them, is translated from Sanskrit. And then commentary, about 225 volumes. Each volume, page about, because the page runs, about 700, 800 pages. Like that. So, so this is a commentary. Now the first Dharma wheel commentary mainly the Guna Parva and Shakya Parva. Again, Nalanda, a student of Basubandh. From Nalanda at the Takshila, I think Nalanda. Then also using commentary about the first Dharma wheel. I think mainly like Basubandha's Kasa, Abhidharma, Abhidharma Kosha Karika, one of the texts which we study. Then Karsa. Then Arya Asanga, Basubandha also did Jyoti, Dignak, Dharmakirti. These, and also later Chandrakshita, Kamalashila. You see, they are sort of writing, also explaining, mainly explaining about Chitta Mantra's viewpoint. Then Nagarjuna, Aryandeva, and Buddha Palita, Bhavaveka, and Kasa, Chandrakirti, and also the Kasa, Chandradeva. They are sort of writing. That's mainly the mathematical philosophy, like that. So these really wonderful text, really wonderful, wonderful commentary. So our tradition, we study all these different, text which wrote according different philosophical views. It is immense help. So now is my main point. Without second Dharma wheel, then we do not kasoda develop. We can't develop full conviction about Buddha's quality. Buddha consider like ordinary human being. In the early part life, ordinary human being. Then within short period, he, from Chalamne, the Mirulambhatungunun Zayasaji.
So my popular account, Buddha is said to have was said to have treaded the path from the path of what is known as the second, the preparation, up to Buddhahood, in one at one stretch of time.
There are five stages of path. So Buddha, three eons still remain second. First path, second path. Then at the Buddha Gaya, over one night, from here, there's third and fourth. Then morning enlightened. It's quite difficult. It's something miracle. That's difficult to understand. And then Buddha Shakyamuni, after he reach Mahaparinirvana, Sajotongsarakasa, Kushinagara, he passed away. Now no longer Buddha. The Nagarjuna clearly is mentioned. If you keep that kind of view, then Buddha, the over countless eons, increase, or today,
create the causes,
the conditions, and the sheer sort of sheer purpose. No. Main purpose is serving sentient being. So such long period make immense effort. Then result, his age, 29. Right. Now, group of 35. Then 6 years, sort of meditation. Then enlightenment. The next one was the conclusion. From 36 or 37, about then till
81.
I'm not very sure. Disgrace. I do not know clearly about Buddha's own sort of life story. So, how many years? Over 40 years. So many eons, you see, he made effort. The real result, over 40 years. That Nagarjuna mentioned. So quite difficult to develop full conviction. Then look, the Mahayana Sutra, or second Dharma wheel, and particularly, you see, the commentary, like I Arsanga, all these, and also the Nagarjuna, these. Then the four kayas, concept of four kayas, Dharmakaya, Jnanakaya, Sambhogakaya, Nirvanakaya. Explaining that, it seems, you see, Kasota. Some sense. Then still, without sort of proper understanding about the ultimate source, ultimate sort of conventional source of these four kayas, no, three kayas, Dharmakaya, no cause, is permanent. It is shunyata. So rest of the Jnanakaya, Sambhogakaya, Nirmanakaya, the phenomena within the law of causality. So therefore, there must be substantial cause and the cooperative causes. So through that way, now we understand only when we look or study the tantric sort of teaching, the mentioning about the subtle kasoda, subtle mind and a subtle energy. as I mentioned already, the ultimate nature of that subtle mind, eventually when all defilement completely because of eliminated, then that become Dharmakaya. With that, the basis of that Shunyata is the subtle mind. That mind become Buddha's mind, or all-knowing mind. Then the energy, the basis of that mind is energy, subtle energy. That energy become Buddha's speech and Buddha's body. Once we, all these kasoda, kaso explanation, those dehichata, combined way, full dikshata, pasal
together.
Then you get quite clear sort of picture from this moment up to Buddhahood. So therefore, that is the main reason. Those texts which really brings full conviction about the system of Buddhism, that not taught by Buddha, then I think very difficult. I think clear. So the Nagarjuna and these great masters, you see, they thoroughly explain these things. Then one thing, their sort of way of approach is first use reasons. And all the reasons ultimately should relate it with our common experience.
So although we may come to conclusions about things through inference by using logic and reasoning, but ultimately we have to relate to our own experience.
For example, the mere designation. Why? You see, everything comes due to other factor. How is to prove that? You see, things are so interdependent. That ultimately the law of causality. Now, obviously, as I mentioned yesterday, there's some because of the effect must come from its cause. Seed produce because of the result, like that. So that's obvious. Even animals also know that. I think mosquito also quite clever, and also that because of bad bugs are bad bug. When light off, a person peacefully sleep, then they know the best opportunity take blood. And bad bug also. When light off, then bad bug come. When you, because of flesh, because of
flashlight.
Then some, yeah. They are very fast, sometimes very difficult to catch. So these animals also, you see, have some knowledge. The cause and effect. That's obvious. That shows, as I mentioned yesterday, result depends on cause. Cause also depends on because of the result. That's only we human being can understand to analyze. Otherwise, it's difficult. So all these is a process. Finally, because of the dependent way,
get back to.
Finally, you see, on the obvious experiences, like that. So that's that system. Then you really get some kind of conviction, not blind faith. And Nagarjuna himself, as I mentioned earlier, you see, because of the investigate Buddha's own word, like the some teaching of third wheel, Nagarjuna and the Dharmakirti put sort of raise question. Now we cannot accept that Buddha's teaching, like that. So it is really, I think something quite unique. So Buddha himself, you see, told his follower, oh, my follower, bhikshus and scholars should not accept my teaching out of faith, out of devotion, but rather thorough investigation and experiment. Experiment. So that's, I think. So therefore, and it is true.
So through that, then we can actually overcome the nihilistic view as well as the views which hold on to
eternal.
So we can overcome the two types of wrong views, which are, on the one hand, you exaggerate things, and those can be overcome. And on the other hand, when things do not exist at all, and you say they exist, that is kind of holding on to something called reification, reified view. So that also can be overcome.
So that just I want to share like that. So now, main point now here, the Buddha stage, two categories. One, phenomena which belongs the law of causality. Other, kasoda, something permanent. So now here, the in our mind, kasa, in our mind, as I mentioned earlier, already, you see, these are the potential of the Buddha.
So the subtle mind becomes the substantial cause of the Buddha's body, which come through causes and conditions.
That in the same community.
And then the empty nature of our mind becomes the Buddha. When we become Buddhas, then the empty nature of our mind becomes the Dharmakaya, which is not composed phenomena.
That same ji chini sanje ji dumache ji kur juala chini yebe michawa. Chini de mo da mundu juni. Any chini mundu juala, da chini la, tendu nyabar shawala, partu chibi, timid sequaj.
So it's not sufficient that we have this the empty nature of the mind, which actually, ultimately becomes the Dharmakaya of Buddha, which is an uncomposed phenomena. What we need to actually go through is we have to actualize this the empty nature of the mind, and as in, to such an extent that we are able to stay in an absorption, meditative absorption, forever. And for that, we have to be able to overcome all the defilements that are in our mind stream.
Da. Nyungme se tini sanje jin duje ji kur gyuwa la ta chukde kasa rakwa lubruwe ta lunga yisum ti ti gaku warda.
And so with regard to the subtle, innermost subtle mind, or which is now called the luminous mind or the clear light mind, in order for this to transform into the Buddha's bodies,
I think another word, phenomena. You see, that subtle mind, the continuous, its continuation become Dharmakaya, when Jnanakaya and Sambhogakaya and Nirmanakaya, da kasajukutan kaloso. The rapalubu belongs to me.
So in order to attain these three forms of the Buddha, three bodies of the Buddha, the Jhanakaya, Sambhogakaya, Nirmanakaya, then based on this clear, the basic innate clear light mind, what we need to overcome is the adventitious defilements that are in our minds. What we need to be able to put an end to are the adventitious or the temporary or the gross body, speech, and mind, which are not in themselves any defilements. But in order to attain these three Buddha bodies, we have to put an end to these three.
So the whole tantric practice mainly are the method to eliminate or to stop the grosser level of body, speech, mind. So that's why the other day mentioned about the tantric sort of some teaching for ordinary people. You see, there is always danger to misunderstanding or use wrong way. So it remains secret teaching. And teacher, no, okay. So now it's basically Tata jesu tumbe lamdi tungni konni yishik sosa yad chay. Da yishi te rarba, eni kasa chukuti yishi chukuta, eni kasa ngoni kuta, eni mare yishi chukuta lunguta chukusa di, chik kasa urpuge, ya, trabe namachin chati garwa da. Da yishi kora, yishi chuku, yishi kora ra ya, dujerwa da.
When we reach Buddhahood, within the Buddhahood, there are these two dimensions of the bodies. The one comes under the category of those things which come through causes and conditions, which are known as compounded phenomena, and then the others are there's the second category, which is known as the uncompounded phenomena. And so for the compounded, for the Buddha bodies, which are compounded phenomena, they come through causes and conditions. And so within the causes and conditions, there is the accumulation of merit and wisdom. And so through the accumulation of merit and wisdom, we reach or we attain the Buddha bodies. And so the all-knowing mind of the Buddha itself, of course, is a compounded phenomena. But when that mind is totally free from all kinds of defilements that are within the mind, then that when the mind is totally absorbed in the final nature of everything. And so from that point of view, it is, of course, free from all conceptuality, conceptual constructions and everything. But then the mind itself is a compounded phenomena. And so the factor that the mind is free from all the defilements is itself the uncompounded phenomena. And then the mind of the Buddha, and then the two other physical dimensions, or the Sambhogakaya, which is to say the speech of the Buddha, and the Nirmanakaya, the emanation body, these are compounded phenomena. And so these come through the accumulation of merit.
Now, about the cultivate altruism that come later, I would like to carry in the form of the ceremony or some chanting like that. Now here, the shine drupa, kasa shine drupa mayimba, shine yala nam nyambe sati kasa te.
Kwa riso. Verse number 39.
39. Shine yang la nam nyam be rup tu be de kom che yang ta shine gyu so di di chang gu re si shiba di tome ki nye sa na la shiba shi to wa.
And so these verse shows that we have to have all the prerequisites for cultivating and developing the shamatha, which is we find a great in the detailed explanation of this in Master Asanga's text.
Now the shine, the lezaket kasore,
shamatha,
samadhi,
shamatha.
Shamatha se aga tsikyo kohat kari tsiklo. What is the shine kohat raja jarda? It's a Tibetan word and a Sanskrit word. It's just, and the exact translation. So, shi sata gosu pabe mikba kaya ba degaliya lhenne deva mado tele shenbe mikba shenla lo chaya di di shiwa. And gosu pepe mikwa di ka la lo hene neba chikla shine. Kwa rakbar shana.
So the term for shamatha in Tibetan is shine, or calm abiding. So calmness here refers to the mind being able to stay on focus and without being distracted anywhere, and but just staying focused. And then ne, and this means, or abiding means, actually staying on that object continuously.
Now for training about shine, the physical sort of kasura, ne tanti dos chewa shorta.
So physical posture makes a difference also.
Some individual, some exceptional case, otherwise, see,
physical posture usually is that is recommended when you sit in meditation is called the seven the physical posture, which has the seven features of the Vairochana.
Da gangba lakba gebasums sizane.
So your legs or feet have to be in this in the Vajra posture or half lotus posture. And then the hand has to be in meditation in meditation posture.
Oh, that's ne nga gyamle treyobeyna 태봉이 쨌자니 배도 수숨식 시작이요.
Then with to relate this the posture of your hands the to tantric practice you actually touch your the tips of two thumbs and then with the two palms one on the other two hands one on the other you form a triangle so at the navel point.
태봉이 쯧대도 최고 최저리.
So when you touch the the tips of the two thumbs, then of course there is also the warmth that you feel.
Some connection. About generally. Then this triangle survey.
Triangle.
This generally, this triangle.
So the triangle that is formed by having the two hands in this way actually symbolizes the centralini, inner heat.
두무세가 갔어 그래. 다르베, 지금 다 다르베. 어, 잔들네. So there's actually part of body, physical part. It's the seed of heat, inner heat. So 잔들네, 군들네, connection are there. Itself nothing important. It's simply a physical exercise, and also it's a common non-Buddhist and Buddhist tantra. This common practice.
Then you have to hold your body straight.
Then, kamalama kevasu susuje nam tambeshi so the chu rambolisha.
And so you have to hold your lips and your teeth in their natural way. Uh-huh. And then you touch the tip of your tongue on the upper palate.
Dichana, dingizigorochibahina, any dimberlongju yukolunne, kasumulpuge. The mankam lung sukshan bachina and kakamiya da nichiyor da mayala.
So holding your mouth in its natural state actually helps when you if in not getting the mouth dried up which can happen when you actually stay in single pointed meditation for a long time. Because of some heat that is produced from the throat chakra, it can actually cause the mouth to dry up. So, for your mouth not to get dried up, then you have to leave your lips and teeth in its their natural way.
Go mik chakwa uksan ches. Go chimpipa tusum ches.
So your head has to be slightly bent forward, and then your eyes are actually gazing down. And then the two shoulders have to be actually rested naturally.
Now again, you see different sort of yoga practice. Now, for example, the Kala Chakra. This is tantra. Then you see your hand shooting me like that. Then I also, you see the Kala Chakra, initial practice of Kala Chakra. Then the both eye must look here. Or the Dzogchen practitioner look just straight. So you see, different sort of kasada
systems.
Kasada, this lune, chibu menja.
So there are differences of how you actually hold your body in different systems.
Uk sajda, ta uk nena nabarazu chike, uk manena nabarazu chite.
So if you add how you breathe also in this posture of meditation, then if you add the breathing itself, then you have the 8 postures of Vairochana. If you don't add this, then there are 7 of them.
Da ugdliya nga shung the breathing. Of course, that also is common, and particularly and Abhidhamma Koshakarika also is mentioned, the meditation on breathing. Now in Burma and Gwingaji, that living tradition is still there. Among Tibetan also. According to Tantrayana, it's breathing, then we should visualize the chakras, because of veins, 3 veins. Roma, kyangwa sada kase, lalana da rasana. Right, lalana rasana. Any, ume mien kase?
Avadhuti.
Lalana rasana, avadhuti. And then, chakra, here. So there also is a differences according to difference of tantric or teaching is different. For example, the Kala Chakra and Guhi Samanza and the Hiroka, Hebanzara, you see little differences. And also the stage of dissolution, also you see there are some differences there. But these are, as I mentioned before, individual practitioner, the different mental disposition, as well as some sort of the structure of the body, also sometimes differences. So therefore, according to that sort of the practitioner's sort of mental disposition and the physical condition, then this is different. Actually, this is a tantric teaching. Buddha not publicly taught. Obviously, these mainly, you see, the individual sort of, because of according individual condition. So he cannot teach 1,000 people. Now in Tibet, now something exceptional. Particularly, Dalai Lama also gives some initiation or Kala Chakra, then over 100,000 people usually come. If you ask why it,
So if you ask why this happens, that the tantric Kala Chakra initiation is actually given to thousands, hundreds of thousands of people at once, and there's not much explanation to it. That we
my guru do that way, and guru's guru do that way. That's the only because of the reason. So almost, you see, follow fate like that, isn't it? While we say reason is so important, but at the same time, we also practice some according to faith. So in any way, so differences, individual case, individual differences there. So that's why, you see, it is in our sort of tradition, those serious practitioners, the practitioner himself, herself, also say examine through dreams or through certain sort of indications, or examine. And then also the reliable guru, ask reliable guru, according to my sort of body condition or mental condition, which yoga is more suitable, and accordingly, which deity, which mandala is more suitable. Usually you ask the Lama. The Lama should be something really reliable, like that. So now, 그래서 룰 구두 세서지 치게 이셔가.
Should we do this breathing, the 9 rounds of breathing together?
What?
Would you like to do it?
Just fun. Just a fun. Oh. Then, 대체나서 구작을 요지지 체크해보면 두스테. Those people who want chair, and okay, all right, not broad, not much broad. That's the Naropa's six yoga practice. You see, these practices are quite clearly mentioned. That's enough.
Hold your hand and form a fist with your thumb inside.
You see, thumb, you see, shoot, you see
the ring finger at the base of the ring finger. Press your thumbs on the base of the ring fingers.
Now those
and then hold and make a fist.
While I do, you see, just a copy. This is Jemasu, this is Jemasu. What did the no, this no. end? This end.
No, first to the right, left. First to the left.
So, here. The first one. Now second. Now on this side. Oh, right hand and left hand. Now both, now hands like this. Now here, one difference is when
breathing in.
Breathing in the way.
No.
In like this. With the out like that. Now again three times. Okay. So this practice, I think you can do particularly when your mind a little bit sort of disturbed or turbulence, right?
No.
Agitated. Then completely forget about the causes and just as a concentrated breathing and do that. That could be something like tranquilizer. the disturbed mind somehow neutralize, right? Neutralize, right? Like that. So of course, then there's a prop. According to the tantric practitioner, if you see someone who really, you see the seriously practice tantra, then of course we have to visualize the as I mentioned earlier, lalana, rasana, avaduti, then these chakras, and then this certain area here or here or here. This is some letters, letter, slippers, like that. Oh, here, okay, no, okay, like that. So then our mind quite sort of calm. Then visualize the object. Generally, for Buddhist image of Buddha, I think this size, 1 inch, in front of you, they call it teme. I mean, yeah.
The Buddha image should be at the level of your mid eyebrow.
And distance, about 4 feet, 4-5 feet distance, and
the height of the
height of, and
Buddha image.
And Buddha image. Very, very bright one, a lot of light. And also imagine heavy, so that they visualize heavy, some sort of effect, your mind stands still, right?
Not going into mental thinking.
To
help to...
not scattered. Then bright, lot of light, that helps your mind more clear, not dull, like that. And then, to Christian practitioner, yes, Jesus Christ, or Mary, carry the young Jesus Christ, Jesus, oh, wonderful, really, symbol of love. Or then, Muslim practitioner, perhaps even it's Mecca, the temple, visualize. Now here, the object, the not kasuta, seeing object.
No.
But firstly, we look Buddha statue, or Jesus Christ, or Mary, or Mecca, then reflect away in our mind. The eye consciousness now eventually should be kasuta.
Inactive, not functioning.
Oh, kasuta cease, right? No. Actually, kasuta firstly neutralize, then the sixth mind, then concentrate on the image of that object in the mind. Once you see that get used and remain longer period, then the sensorial consciousness automatically become very weak. Then no longer any disturbances. Or you see the Buddha or Jesus Christ or I think Mecca temple, or God in the form of light. That also is possible, I think. Light that instead of outside, but here inside, and the center of two kasa, numanik parati.
No, in the center of two breasts.
Oh, no. Yeah. A form of light, or Buddha, or kasota, Jesus Christ, like that. That object to concentrate our mind.
Master Asanga's Shravakabhumi and other texts, there is mention of the image or the reflection of and the object in your mind.
So then, now the obstacle, mainly two things. One, samtodhyati.
So one obstacle is the distraction, mental distraction.
Antidote or countermeasure for that is mindfulness. Now you remember the object, your mind fully sort of concentrate on it. Then, shishing charache.
And then you use vigilance to check whether the mind is staying on the object or getting distracted.
Then another obstacle, although your mind still remain on the object, but not very clear, not sort of full alert mind, mental state, a little bit sing.
No, slack.
That also one great obstacle, particularly you see the long period. Then if that sort of singness familiarize, that's quite easier. And also you get some kind of relax. So in a way, one of the best method, relaxation. So if that get used, then sharpness of our mind reduce. Very dangerous. So mind remain on the object fully. At the same time, mind should be full alert. So that's important. That the kasore
sevayavachinavachengadichimache. So in order for us to have this clarity of mind when you stay on and focus, meditation, the obstacle is, that hinders it is called mental sinking.
It is sort of counter, because of the countermeasure is your mind should be alert, and in order to develop that kind of alertness, is your mind something, because of the happy, full of enthusiasm, then that come. Some kind of demoralize, right? Or hopelessness, then completely sinking. So full sort of the enthusiasm is the main sort of the countermeasure. And then mind become more alert like that. So that's the way. Then through that way, the tenshik jungzu korre.
So the most important thing when you cultivate a single-pointed meditation is to build up your mindfulness and this vigilance.
So that's about practice of shamatha. This is common. All, I think, ancient Indian tradition, this is common. Then also, I was told, an ancient sort of Christian practitioner, also same sort of practice. Perhaps, I think, Muslim also, I think. I was told in Greek Orthodox tradition, this is still that practice is in there. I was told in some Hermitage, in Greek, some island there, but not allow women, only monk. I don't know. At one time, in India, one sort of famous Hindu temple, as my sort of practice, whenever I had the opportunity to pay my respect or pilgrimage to different sort of holy places. One time, one very famous Hindu temple, and I expressed I would like to have sort of a pilgrimage. Then quietly, signal, only Hindu can go. Non-Hindu, not allowed. happened. Once it happened. And then Nigeria, one Muslim temple, I think National Muslim Temple, I think, very good one. Again, I requested, and then local mullah, not only fully agree or support, but also he told me he want to join with me the next day, supposed to next day is a visit. So when we actually reached there, that the young Muslims, you see, in the front of door, young Muslims remain like that. They are not happy, allow one Buddhist to the mosque. That's the only occasion. But in India, or even Jerusalem, is no problem. Like that. Like that. Naturally, so all these practice, the all major tradition, you see, they have this kind of practice. Now, this is the about shamatha. Then, now vipassana, the dinda. That day, Shiroparu Chinchotans, Shiroparu Chinchotan, Tere Tripa Samingyos. Shiro Lubin Gode. Kada Dami Drupji Sungchim Ting Gode. And she knew she would are. She knew she would do the Meshita and drew yours. Did she?
It says, when the practitioner has gained calm abiding, higher perceptions will also be gained. But without practice of the perfection of wisdom, the obstructions will not come to an end.
This is something unique about Buddhism. I think the ancient Hindu traditions, or non-Buddhist tradition, also use vipassana. Now vipassana, there are two levels. Jigden bel hangdong, da jigden le devel hangdong, ni she de.
So
ma dao dilam zhe du, shira ge na ba chen di hangdong, da me ben na ba chen di hangdong.
So within the vipassana, we have the worldly type of vipassana, which has to do with making distinction between the what is gross and subtle, and then accordingly you move forward into the subtle practices. And then there is the vipassana, which focuses on selflessness of phenomena.
And it's simple, the thing is to be. That is our come come what she was there. Deba, Rapalate, Shirag Nabachans at the Sherry.
So, with regard to the first type of vipassana, what you do is the practitioner actually compares between the state of mind, the state of mind, which are within the lower realms of existence, and then higher, and also the states of mind which fall within the higher realms of existence, and then when the practitioner actually engages himself or herself into practice, what they should do is that they are able to see, in other words, they are able to see that the states of mind that are within the lower realms, such as the karma realm, karma dhatu, where we have so much obsession with the sensual objects, the external objects, sensual objects, and accordingly, because of this obsession, what happens is we have lots of the experiences of attachment and hatred and so forth, and accordingly the suffering and so forth that falls and that ensue from them. And so by looking at the sense objects, such as the form, the sound and so forth, as being a distraction to your the absorption, the meditative absorption, then you actually try to turn your mind away from these sensual objects and try to develop the single-pointed concentration, seeing the benefits and of the single-pointed concentration itself, and then aspiring the single-pointed concentration, and then you pursue this and the single-pointed concentration.
Mm-hmm. So, that
So in verse number 42, it says the practitioner should continually cultivate the perfection of wisdom with skillful means, so which means the combining the two. And then the next, in verse number 46, it says, whoever understands
that,
so And so verse number 46 says, whoever under the influence of familiarity with skillful means cultivates wisdom will quickly attain enlightenment, and not just by meditating on selflessness. And so in this verse, the skillful means refers to the other five other perfections, perfection of generosity, morality, patience, effort, and concentration. And so you have to combine these with wisdom, and without that, you cannot attain enlightenment.
I think now Guruji need toilet. If you, anyone, also need toilet, then I think 5 minutes, I will go there. That is not the end. That time we come down, consider as us. Pungbu come to Jizinam, Gawan Mabo, Dodgerbe, Ranshi Tuni Shevan, Shirv Jenny Yong Shes. That the other Tommy Mabo Kundu Nalia, any? Pungbu the come to Jizzi, Didama, Chick Sun Yundu, you know, Chick Pungum Jizzi, Pungum Jizzi, that Chedi was so in do. She's a Tamjal law, doing soon girl. Dinala, any Kansa, Sachi, Sumadua. What a deed is we are day, Adachi, Pungam Jijig, Chur, some mato, any 델레 셴도 이니 다 세야지 매바지 다 과외체도 이니 다 세야도 못 송체 다가네 신기 델레 나중에 수비 그돌리 콜주도 송어마도 수콜을 세야기 강사도 송매체 어디디 간답하게 공부 때서로디 강사 다 매바들 공부 때니 다 이니 지송어도 와 콜로 당부걸리네 와 난 고로 발표 그들로 가서 시원 내시리 부모가 어때다 짱으로 시지도 만나고 따오 생각이 짱들지 않니 고로 당부 그들로 강사가 다음에 송시하고 대선 뭐이 뭐다 아들 대수야 되다 강사 강도 답이시 풍금 깨지기 최대남 짱 아니 겨울매 내밤매 가밤매 버리소.
And so in verse number 47 says. Understanding emptiness of inherent existence through realizing the aggregates, constituents, and the sources are not produced is described as wisdom. And so this shows how to go about with the cultivation of or meditation on selflessness. And so with regard to meditation on selflessness, Master Asanga also says in his Abhidhamma Samuchaya, he goes through these said here as the aggregates, constituents, and the sources of consciousness. And in other words, when he goes through the list of all these different things, he is actually referring to the whole of the object of knowledge. And so within that is also the person. And then when he goes through the 12 links of dependent origination, the Master Asanga refers not to the person as such who actually goes around in this cycle of existence, but he goes through these the 12 links and then and also with reference to the sutra of the dependent origination there is no mention of the person as such but it teaches the selflessness of persons and things, and therefore Master Asanga also does the same thing in his explanation in Abhidhamma Samuchaya when he explains the 12 links of dependent origination. He doesn't mention the person who goes into in this cycle of existence, but he says through the process of these 12 links, what happens is there is this selflessness of person. And similarly, we find in the Heart Sutra, where it mentions that the five aggregates also are devoid of any intrinsic nature. We find mention of this the selflessness or emptiness of the person.
That the mabakeshiga mare, that the dom yakshuti, gobuludugi, tenzin reverend jungakang, ten a dombany to shares. Ludu rankita, umazashir nalia, that tuni god umazashir yakshu chadiore. My dear young young lot to you, that is shivish brisha. Sashir rabbin stubbin, and a teen jabber, butabolita. Any.
And then Master Nagarjuna also says in his...
As far as the Shunyata is concerned, the Nagarjuna's Matimika Mulakarika is the best text. And it consists 27 chapters. And the commentary about that, one Buddhapalita, wonderful, and sort of key point is he mentioned or he explained, wonderful, but that text not very big, not very elaborate. Then the Vabhivegas kasa umushiru tame kasure drushiru tame ka
Prajapati
Prajapati really elaborately as he always use kaso logics we of course nagarjuna also is use that kata nagarjuna da sanje jang ke tawa to zore
So Master Nagarjuna and Master Buddha Palitha mainly used what is known as absurd consequences. Whereas Master Bhav Viveka uses more of logic and reasoning.
Mm-hmm. Then later, the Chandakirtis, what success was it?
Prasanapada.
But that's really wonderful, really wonderful. And from this text, you can understand the subtle differences, prasangika and kasa sotantika. Kasa
sotantika.
Sotantika. The subtle level of differences. So you should read. I think original Sanskrit translation, Sanskrit, they are still there, right? The Nagarjuna's text. And Buddha Palita, Europe. Oh, Buddha Palita is not there. So I think eventually should rewrite in Sanskrit. Then the Chandrakirti is still there. I think 40 years ago, I think more than 40 years, when one occasion they kasa chukuti. Ubadeva came to see me at Dharamsala. And then we just used to talk about these sort of texts. And then I request him, please recite the first, the shloka of this Chandrakirti is
Prasanapada.
And he recite with beautiful sort of tunes, Dangrushtanje, Sanskrit. In my eye, tear come. Those sort of great masters, so they recite, or when they, I think, writing, maybe, they sort of, that sort of, was a unique sort of tune, right? And then maybe writing. And then certainly there are students, when they read, when they study, I think perhaps good mood, then I think they recite like that way. A bad mood, they just read like that. Oh, wonderful. So this is your treasure. So the owner of this treasure is you, not me. Really. so the Nagarjuna's kasa madhyamika mulakarika and I usually, you see, explain when I give some sort of lecture on that. I usually, you see, first explain 26th chapter. 26th chapter, you see, mentioned about, you see, the causality about suffering mentioned. And that make clear the ultimate source of suffering. So he made clear the real target, which Kasoda, person who want to liberate, he said, we must realize the real target. All our practice must target on that. Then, 18th chapter, you see, there's some explanation and how to eliminate that has that ultimate sort of source or that target. How to develop, how to carry, combat that target, right? Then the 24th chapter. 24th chapter, the Nagarjuna are really very wise. You see, they raise all the objections come from others, those come from within Buddhist tradition. You see, those like Chitta Mantras or Kasachukutini, Sotantik and Vaibhashik, all these objections, you see, raise. Then he answer. So there he, the essence, just two shlokas. So sometimes I telling you, my friends, there's two shloka must memorize. And occasionally, every day, sometimes even dream time, so you can recite these words.
So the two verses go like this. Whatever is dependently arisen, that is explained to be empty. And that in turn is designated, through dependently designated, and therefore this is the middle way. And then the next verse says, whatever, there is nothing which is not, because there is nothing which is not dependently originated, there is nothing that is not empty.
Yeah. And the Kiamaba Sadi and the Dopez Dings Yomarbe Kunshi Kale Kiva Temaki Tell a Kiver and she Yamain said. And then I don't know, you get Maki Sluzane, get got Nasum Sluzane, call you Yumane Kiawa, never Gaba says Yama Shisha Cheni, Gaga Nasum Shetigor. Oh, then I have a lot of now and Nashingi, Kiawa, never the Gaba Yomar is. Karesla, Kiawada never Gawa, and the Lord shines on it, turn your money of a shag to us, or the Tiamaris. Saturday news on it, Kanshi Kanli gave a temakis, and the Lolia Rawango going to give us a lot of shaggy or the Yahoo Santa, the Kanli Rale Shamado, Kanra Ramale, Midwas, Kanra Rade to Shanna Ralevery, Shanna Ralevery into, and the Lord now and she turned your money, Kiawa Yamaris.
So in one sutra, perhaps the King of Concentration Sutra, it is said that whatever arises through conditions, they do not have any essence of arising or birth. So here, with reference to the birth, or usually, of course, when we see things growing, from something, their cause and conditions, we say, of course, this is growing, a plant is growing, and then there is a time when the plant actually remains in existence, and then finally it dies. And so, of course, this we take in conventional terms. We can talk about the things, the plants growing and then staying or remaining and then finally dying. But here, when the sutra talks about the whatever arises through conditions, they have no essence of birth. What this means is that although when we see things growing and abiding and then ceasing, there is some kind of objectification in the things, that the arising and the abiding and so forth are seen as if they have some objective existence and with some essence in the object itself. But then when we do analysis into the things, we will find that the things do not have any objective existence. And so here the negation of birth is said from the point of view of this, how things do not exist the way they appear to us.
Now the real sort of subtle differences, the Bhava Yoga's view and this is Chandrakirti's view. So Bhava Yoga, you see, in his casa, the
Prajapala.
With the Bhava Yoga sort of writing, and the two commentaries, one his own sort of writing. Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Minguro talk in Barwas, Shishtua. Ka?
Tarka Chuala.
Kasa?
Tarka Chuala.
Oh. Talki, dirty, but. But Kasul, suppose I was in debate, she was in the ship, remember how she talked in Barwas.
So this text, Tarka Chuala, actually means the blades of reasoning. And here, Master Bhavaviveka actually raises the qualms that from of the lower, the other schools and then philosophical schools and then actually replies to them the through logic and reasoning. So because of that, because he uses so much so many reasons and arguments against them, there are his arguments are like a blaze of the fire, the flame that burns the arguments of the other schools.
Is that text available in Sanskrit, original Sanskrit, or not? Not. So Guru not sort of preserve well these things. That's sincere, jealous, little criticism. So the subtle sort of differences, the Kasachukti. Bhavaviveka consider these was appearances from objectively that exist. So the Kasavata.
So according to Bhavaviveka, of course, things appear to have some objective existence, and that is actually valid, he says, that things do exist in conventional terms also, objectively. And then the perception that we have of this objective existence of things is also unerred.
Mm-hmm. Now, the Chandrakirti particularly sort of pick up in that, he mentioned the Pige Rangsen da kanda parmoni yebachin nang deya di nang da du duyo maris. That the Dendrijig tanya to Rangun Yevachigi, Ranzu, Pagwe Nyamsha Yishi Madova, Lot Samalola, Piggy Rangzen Nayung Yoris, Rangzen Nawal Dirty, Trivialoris, Chesa Pagwe Nyamsha Yishi Madova, Lot Samalo, Tuaris, Tuishilaris, Wana in a Samayama vessel, not Samayoris, Samelodidi, Rangzen Nawal Dirty, Trivialidi, Lotti Chidr Shawanashi, Zindang you do tree homaris, didn't you do samaris? Tubeim, Ransa now the did you tubeisha. Young quarter lot diggy, Zindang you that Zindang turn a mature chane, samasha. That the two moon with that Casu Nagas was usually. Jazanga, I had the purgy cabas to chichen to know her, Sasson said. Chichen to know you the mate Saturday.
Master Chandrakirti says, as in his objection against Master Bhavaviveka's position is that, of course, the things do have this appearance. Things appear to us as if they have some objective existence. But then that objective existence is not actually there, just as it appears to us. So he says that apart from the Arya beings, mind, which is totally absorbed in emptiness, all the rest of the perceptions or cognition of sentient beings, apart from that, the cognition of the Arya beings, which is totally absorbed in emptiness, are actually mistaken perceptions in relation to this appearance of things having some objective existence. And so he says that all the perceptions that we have as ordinary beings, apart from the Arya beings who are whose mind is totally absorbed in emptiness, are mistaken perceptions. And but then, if you ask, in that case, do we as sentient beings, apart from that kind of Arya beings, do we not have any valid cognition, pramana? And he says, of course, valid cognition is there. We have valid cognition. But then that valid cognition is posited in terms of how we actually engage with object. And he says that there is a perception of things. And although there is also the appearance of the objective existence of the thing, we actually see the different things. And in relation to that main object which we perceive with our senses, he says the perception is actually unmistaken with that object that is there. And so here, which is the object, what is known called the apprehended object that we perceive with our senses and with our mind is actually what exists, and then accordingly that perception of that apprehended object is unmistaken. That is valid cognition in relation to the object itself. And so in connection with this, there is also the debate about whether there is what is known as the commonly accepted object or not when there is a debate argument between or amongst the Madhyamakas and other schools.
Hmm? Sukchiri tondo nawa hindu zane tera tu eshiwa wa tu na nawa tu yine ko suk zimbe suk su yobe hindu zane suk su zimbe chane ko tsema che sung zimishi suk lo tsema yinzi.
So
za neng yu de shen yu kaka che ati.
So according to the Jitamatra view, the philosophical school, what they say is when we see with our sense, visual perception, some form.
External thing.
And when we see something, what happens is there is this appearance of the external externality of the visual object. And so with regard to the externality of that visual object, then the perception, the visual perception is actually mistaken. And in other words, it is mistaken with the appearance of that externality of the thing. But then that same perception is not mistaken in relation to the object that it perceives, the visual object it perceives. And so the form or the rupa is there, but then it does not exist externally as it appears to.
Hmm? So these you see differences or because of the subtle way differences is something I think very, very interesting. So this shows these really great Indian masters, their brain is something very, very sort of sharp, very sharp. So that name Yavakya or Jigme the Mebang Nage Medoshin.
Verse number 48 says, something existent cannot be produced, nor something non-existent like a sky flower. These errors are both absurd, and thus both of the two will not occur either.
That means 좀나 개관도 개와서야지 안도 못 주지 두야라 계속 걸어 저선가 뭔지여나 그 여여로다 여스물어 아니 뒤개관도 봐스 그 매너네 땐도 매바리 아니 뒤개하면도 봐 뒤쳐하면도 봐스 나 뒤리
So in the 70 stanzas of on emptiness written by Master Nagarjuna also it says that what already exists cannot arise again and what is not existent cannot arise either. And so what he means here is that if something has some essence already of existence or arising, then it, you need not know causes and conditions that brings it about again. If something exists inherently, and then it does not have depend on any causes and conditions, and therefore you cannot have the arisal of that thing as well.
That issue de that the under drive mane you may can go to this such drive mane chen you have to remain the maba you may say you may can go to this chen that and go run the message show the chu the do mane do mane ma cha yo na da le ke ma re she ne ke ma re ni le ke ma re ju me le ke ma re issue
So verse number 48 uses reasoning to argue for emptiness. The reasoning here is called the objection or refutation of arisal of called the things existing and non-existing. And so here this. This reasoning deals with the production of things or the effect, the result of things. And then the next verse,
49.
And then verse number 50 says, moreover, when all phenomena are examined as to whether they are one or many, they are not seen to exist by way of their own entity, and thus are ascertained as not inherently existence. And so the reasoning that is used here is called the lack of reasoning of the lack of one and many. Sorry. Which actually checks into the nature or the essence of things.
So it's the main reason things must sort of objectively, there must be some essence objectively. So the reason it depends cause, its own sort of as an entity, and its result. So that's the main reason things does exist by objectively. So now the because of the denying the existence of existence objectively, now have to sort of deal a cause, an entity, right? No. And then result. So these are the... So that's all. That the Komna, that is the Shirib Ki Ni Chanam Gun Sade, Shirib Tini Rik Chaba, Namdo Meba Te Kom Chas. Those changes, and the Kansas, and Mikbe chigle mikbe chane ba namdo shanda pa shiwa songdo mase ba ta di chenam gi yinu chabi du zane kanzon so ne chejege nawa chejege nawa de ga ju yo re ga je ga so nawa kya ba songdo mase be ko chejege nawa de ga ju yo re oda jinde gi ta mi do ga se de gu yo re
And so in verse number 54, it says in the last two lines of it, having analyzed wisdom itself by reasoning, meditate on that non-conceptually. And so after having gone through these different reasonings to prove that things have no objective existence and independent existence, then one should familiarize with emptiness and your the understanding of emptiness over and over again. And then what can happen is when you realize emptiness, there's not only the pacification of the reification of objective existence onto things, but even as you familiarize further and further, what can happen is the even the things onto which you establish emptiness, they go away from your perception as well. So in this way, you are able to experience this true and real non-conceptuality of things, non-conceptual experience.
계속 계속
now, in verse 59,
due to shortage of time, nice. So while he carried translation, I carry this sort of some puja. Okay.
And then it says in verse number 59, having thus meditated on suchness, eventually, after reaching heat and so forth, the very joyful and the others are attained, and before long, the enlightened state of Buddhahood.
No, rimji chueso tabshe nesa, tati cholamu sungche, cholam sungkoyako, tungi lamibu gumchung tabi nesane, cholam tabi nesuwa. Chalam nalaya tuni togwa yare de, ina tuni lwa gumjun nam tawa na chalam tawa yung yare. Dene, tonglam, gomlam, tonglam satambu, da teshin wang chane wa, satambu, dene sachu rimji dwenye, ene, nyumu betribe, nyumbu chayada, ene, takwa sasungu negabne, ene, shidru yi nyumbu, gomne, ene, tar jimni bangbe, kushin wang chaya. Da di, nyubu yung yale ya, lo rakbe, Tuni Gombale, Lotai, Tuni Gona, Nibache, Yindu, and Na Gita, Lotau, Lotara Chene, Loshindu Tai, Tuni Gomache.
And so, in this verse, there's mention of the heat and so forth, which actually refers to the path of preparation. So, within the five path system, this text does not mention the first path, which is the path of accumulation, Sambhara Mark, but through the second path, that is path of preparation, within which there are the four stages and heat and so forth. And why this is so is because here the reference is to the cultivation of. Cultivation of insight into emptiness, where you have both the which arises through meditation, the wisdom realizing emptiness, through that arises through meditation. So, because of that, you have the mention of the path of preparation and upwards, and then it also mentions the path of seeing, and the very joyful and so forth, and others refer to the path of seeing and the rest of the bodhisattva paths up to the 10th bodhisattva level. And so it's by this line, the bodhisattva levels of the path of seeing through to the 10th bodhisattva level is referred. And so within these, during these 10 bodhisattva levels, what happens is the bodhisattvas cultivate the path which serves as antidote to the negative emotions, the kleshas. And so from the first bodhisattva ground, path of seeing, through to the seventh ground, the bodhisattvas work to overcome the kleshas within our mind stream. And then after that, from the eighth to the tenth ground, the bodhisattvas apply the path to overcome the cognitive obscurations, which are the traces left by the kleshas in our minds. And then through by overcoming these two, finally, what the Bodhisattvas reach is Buddhahood, where they attain the four Buddha bodies. And then, in order to reach that Buddhahood quickly, it is more effective to use the subtle mind rather than the gross states of mind. And therefore, because of that benefit, the power, the expedition of the path to reach Buddhahood, the text goes through the tantric path, because the to use the subtle mind is more powerful and effective than using the gross mind to reach Buddhahood.
Da jerum chig lamri du ding gi chinru sum sar je da sam den da shir sum ri kwa chi sum sha en di shug de en te de ve da lam tumo ve lam lo chang sim be je la en nga la chung sa shi da da sa en chu su.
And then in Master Tsongkhapa's text, after dealing with the six perfections, then he says one has to combine the practice of the perfection, samadhi and wisdom. And then having done that, then he says that one has to enter, having trained oneself in the common path, then one has to enter the tantric path.
Oh, yeah. So, now tantra, now here, the sutra, now, I think in Nyingma tradition, and the Sama tradition, Sama means now, Gaiju, Sakya, Gilu, Katam, sutra, now, no differences. All as a tradition study these other books, like particularly in Kama area, Shungji Chusum, 13 great texts like that. Now in Tantrayana, now there are some different deities, different mandalas, according different sort of the mandala or deity, this is some practice, some sort of practice or because of way stress, little differences. Like Kalachakra stress here. The Guhi Samanza here, at its initial stage, and the Hiruga here, like that. And within Hiruga, Luiba and Gandharva, and also the Habanza, and the Nyingma tradition, Yangdas and Kasada, out of eight different deities. You see, there are, you see, different sort of stress like that. So, so then you see, sometimes, you see, when I, you see, since I think the a few decades I use the word Tibetan tradition is Nalanda tradition. It is true. So one occasion in America, you see, after my talk, say we have some sort of city, lunch together. And then an American lady told me, Kasote, if you sort of, Kasota, I mean, when you sort of mention Tibetan tradition come from Nalanda, then Gaju tradition and the Nyingma tradition, not that way. I remain quiet. But actually, out of ignorance, the Gaju, you see, the real sort of lineage come from Naropa. Naropa was one of the top master of Nalanda. Then Sakyapa, Bilwapa, Dharmapala, that's the main sort of lineage. Dharmapala, also one of the top sort of the scholar of Nalanda. So even in Chantakirti's text, he mentioned his name, Dharmapala. Dharmapala holding Chitta Mandara's view. So Chantakirti, some sort of argue with his view, mentioned like that. And even you see, Chantakirti mentioned Bosumadu them. These are apparently This is not holding the Madhyamika philosophy like that. So then Kadamba, of course, come from Atisha. Atisha, also follower of Nalanda masters. So all Tibetan lineage, and Chonang also, all Tibetan lineage, you see, ultimately come from Nalanda tradition. So I think I have, sufficient reasons to say that. Then you see some people, I think in Nyingma tradition, Kagyu tradition, or Sakya tradition, Gelug tradition, Kadam tradition, there's not much sort of separate sort of the tradition nowadays. And Chonan tradition. You see some people, you see, feel, oh, something, big differences. That also out of ignorance. And some sort of fundamentalist, fanatic. There's other tradition also there among Tibetan, among Gelugwa, now those Shugden follower, is very fanatic. So since I approach non-sectarian, so they're very angry towards me. So that's a fanatic. That's an exception. Okay. So you see, the Shugden sort of follower, you see, one Gelug practitioner even keep one Nyingma text, or the Shugden will harm you. Like that. So it's some sort of, because that almost fanatic, right? Fanatic. That, I think. That. But basically, if you know all Sakya, Gagyu, Nyingma, Gelug, Kadam, all this, provided you know the because of the quite sufficiently, the foundation of Buddha Dharma and those Nalanda masters, different views, and also the different methods, different emphasis on Sudriyana and Tantriyana, then you can understand. No problem. Of course, my knowledge is very limited, and experience almost zero. But still, you see, I can see all these, sometimes we see use different term, but real ultimate meaning is same. So that I would like to share with you and some people. Or I'm Nyingma, or I'm Gelug, or something. Then we almost is following some problem between Shia and Sunni. Although you see, read the same Quran and five times prayer and Catholics and Protestant, so also is sometimes a great problem like that. So these are due to lack of knowledge and not sincerely practice their own teaching. If sincerely practice, as I mentioned earlier, all major teaching is the same sort of essence, same potential, it's the same message. So like that. So that I would. Now this is now particular sort of a blessing. As the belongs basically in Nyingma tradition. The Nyingma, there are again, you see the long lineage from India, one. Then short lineage, the Dharishiva, Dharma.
Dharma, the discovered treasures. Uh-huh.
Then another lineage through vision. So this belongs to the third one, through vision, the fifth Dalai Lama. Like second Dalai Lama, from childhood, they really, you see, receiving some extraordinary visions and actually receiving teaching like that. So the recent generation, one Lama, he actually received Lama Tsongkhapa, and Tsongkhapa, so one teaching, received directly from Lama Tsongkhapa. Things happen. And then one Gagyu Lama, I know him very well. You see, he told me one time, you see, he gives some sort of ritual or teaching to another sort of Nyingma Lama. At that time, you see, he actually saw all the lineage of his own sort of teaching. All lineage. He told me. I know him, no reason to tell lie to me. You see, no reason. He spent, I think, 18 years in Chinese gulag, and he himself come from one class of the noble family, a very good one. Sometimes he very simple. He remained in India, very simple way. So no reason to tell me lie. So I believe. So like that, some of my friend, you see, they that kind of experience, you see, happen. Of course, except Holy Dalai Lama, never happened that. So I think my sort of the nangshin shukchetuyoranga.
So perhaps I have very strong clinging to the ordinary appearances. And Trishi Rinpoche used to tease me, saying that the geishis who very much obsessed with words do not have any result, like a tree giving rise to, or a plant giving rise to some flower.
So the Trishi Rinpoche said, really, really marvelous lama. Really wonderful. When I get to see teaching from him, when we have tea, then see there's a lot of sort of kind of gossips. He tells me all sort of stories, and also sometimes he's teasing me, and I also teasing him. He bald because of bald head, right? I also is teasing him. So the tea time sometimes, you see, last almost 1 hour, just gossip like that. Really, when I reflect, you see, these sort of those days, I really feel very happy. Now, no longer sad. Oh, so fifth dilemma, sort of one vision. Now I don't think it's necessary to. To repeat gender.
No, there's no need to repeat some lines.
Now visualize me also like this, Mela Kasa.
Medicine Buddha.
Medicine Buddha, blue color, and right hand like this, then one Arura, Arunamye, then this hold pecking ball and some medicines, liquid form like that. Then in the front
altar,
also is the same. So then, then you, those people who want. Who feel comfortable to receive this blessing, then you see some kind of appeal to Medicine Buddha and also the Lama, Guru, like that. Then, no need, I think, go detail. I think the Dhamma Chan Sama said, Yome. Donam Chandra Samaj said Domino.
Kim. Not this
one. Duge.
Man.
The short altruism.
No. There's this verse of Bodhicitta.
Then not necessary. Then not necessary. You should simply now reflect about, you see, altruism. And firstly, you see the thinking, or reflect, the how to transform our subtle mind through training, eventually become Buddha's mind. Reflect that. So all sentient beings, at present, really their life, miserable life. But there is always a possibility to overcome these things, because we have Buddha's seed. Then on the basis of understanding that, realize that, now you should develop determination or willpower, or I must sort of achieve Buddhahood through training my own mind in order to help infinite sentient beings. At this moment, even though we want some serve to other, very limited. We cannot do much. So in order to help sentient being, you need ability. So for that reason, now you determined to achieve Buddhahood, enlightened sort of the being. Then you can easily serve because of the infinite sentient beings. So that is the real meaning of because of the bodhicitta. Clear. Not just a form of prayer, but this is on the basis of understanding the whole sort of the system. Understand that, then develop some kind of awareness. Oh, there is possibility. So with that understanding, then determination. So, I think that's, I think the 21st century Lama not carry these, you see, because of the formal way, essence, just sort of some the idea, essence is developed. That's sufficient. Okay. The other day, other night, you see, the, some my prayer, you see, I still not complete. So I feel a little tired. So I just lay down, and then those prayers, you see, carrying continuously, suppose. Then I slept. Then, you see, there's some portion of my prayer, you see, because I forget. Then after a few hours, I wake up. Then I remember, oh, that, so my prayer, now I left. So then, without sort of chanting or kasota,
reciting the words.
Not the recite, words. But just, you see, they sort of look meaning very quickly. All those my prayer without word, you see, just look. Within like, a few seconds, finished. So that's a modern way to carry this practice. So now here also is almost like that. Oh, then good. Look.
So the verses that briefly explained are these. With the wish to free all beings.
Mention the page.
Control your mind. The logar.
I say. No. Then not necessary. Not necessary. Okay. Not necessary. No, already finished. No, okay. So now you visualize, particularly those people who already received some abhishekha, then you can visualize. Then those people who not sort of receive any abhishekha, then visualize the medicine Buddha on kasa.
On your crown.
On your crown. Mm. So those people, you see, like him, you see, they quite smooth way. Quite smooth. The medicine Buddha may fell. So be a little bit careful. Of course, you already have the initiative. So the initiation, abhishekha. So no problem. So now, think about emptiness. What is self? What is Bodhi? What is Buddha? What is sentient being? If we investigate, we cannot find. So, once we investigate, then gradually we understand, oh, there is big gap, appearance and reality. Now you should develop, oh, this appearances is out of illusion, not real one. Then you get some kind of feeling of empty. So now the mind which absorbed that kind of sort of cause of the
emptiness.
Or absence. Yes, emptiness. That very mind become form. So that mind which understand emptiness, that's a similarity of Dhyanakaya. That emptiness is Dharmakaya. The mind which understand that ultimate reality is Dhyanakaya. Now that Dhyanakaya now manifest with form, Sambhogakaya. And from that sort of, from that simultaneously, manifestation in
in different realms of existence.
Everywhere, okay. Like that. So that is Nirmanakaya, and including like Buddha Shakyamuni. So now you visualize yourself, or visualize here, that mind which understand, which penetrate about ultimate reality, that shunyata, that become one Buddha form, medicine Buddha, blue, two hands, like this painting. And it is because of the crown, right?
Mid-eyebrow.
Om, white om.
On your forehead, om.
Red ah. And here, blue hum. And then here also, blue om, like that. From Guru's heart and also the medicine Buddha's sort of heart, a lot of rays come, and then from all direction, the blessing of all Buddhas, Bodhisattva, draw in the form of the medicine Buddha and his mantra and his sort of
seed syllables.
So from 10 directions come and dissolve you. So feel you get some blessing like that. Oh yeah, that did take question. Then That name, and the medicine Buddha in front, and also Guru, the left hands, the begging bowl. From there, a lot of us the kasoda, the nectars and the light, it come and enter from your kasoda
crown.
And fill your whole body. All this, kasoda, ngo, yishi imbala, tunyitoba yishi imbala, da, and then naba, duzi naba, tusinda.
So the nectar, actually, in essence, is the nature of the wisdom realizing emptiness, but it appears in the form of nectar. Hmm?
Then, then the medicine Buddha's crown. Oh no, no, no! Medicine Buddha's kasate ne.
No, forehead.
Forehead. Medicine Buddha. So that limitless medicine Buddha, more, because of that white rays, with white rays, is it come, and the, because of that lome minzol matim.
So medicine Buddha emanates from the mid eyebrow of the guru in the form of medicine Buddha, as well as the medicine Buddha in on the altar. And they come forth with white rays of light enveloping them. They dissolve in at your mid eyebrow. That the mantra. No, that's the mantra. So, again, the Buddha medicines
Throat. From throat. Is it Buddha medicine or
the mouth?
Mantra, red color. There's so many sort of red kata,
right.
Mantra is come and absorbed your throat and purify your sort of your speech,
of your speech
and energy like that. Sungi chingi lo, mero sungi chingi lo, omosa wata danga. Na waga epi kisa a, trot. Okay. Waga epi kisa, waga epi kisa, so, se. Tadi ne, from heart, the medicine Buddha's from heart, and also Guru's heart, the syllable is where?
Now, the seed syllable.
Blue. So from there, there's a lot of hum comes with blue lights and absorb your heart. And all ignorance and kasodabana.
All the negativity.
Misunderstood. All these things removed.
Negativities of your mind are removed.
And Buddha's fully enlightened mind now, kasoda.
You actualize.
Think that way. Tujikunanyi vishimden de chanza pepengalyo dungayi tuzun sayim. Binru yayi tukki chingi lo. Binru yayi tukki chingi lo. Now from the navel survey.
From the navel.
The Lungsi. That Baklong Chungne.
So, accomplice, the alms bowl of Medicine Buddha filled with nectar comes forth from the navel of the Medicine Buddha and the Guru as Medicine Buddha.
The color, I think, was yellow color. White, red, blue, this yellow come and absorb your displace and Yandeng the Chinook Top Sama.
So with the dissolution of this the alms bowl into your navel, you are blessed with the enlightened qualities of Buddha medicine. So imagine
this happening.
So this Arura medicinal plants symbolizes the
from
enlightened activities of Buddha, medicine Buddha. So from this secret organ of the of medicine Buddha and the Guru's
color
organ,
now
this comes
green.
Forth. The Arura medicinal plant is in the color.
So body, green. Speech, mind, quality, action, or karma like that. So that chili, you understand? Top so sabachya.
So with the dissolution of these numerous Arura coming forth, dissolving into your place, imagine that you are blessed with the enlightened activities of the medicine.
Now finished. So real sort of source of blessing is within yourself. As I mentioned earlier, I think I myself, you see, received, I think, almost thousands of abhishekava blessings. But real blessing come from my own practice. So one's own sort of practice is the real sort of source of blessing. That's very, very important. So practice is very important. If we just rely on blessing, then there's, oh, ho, 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 now time to go. So, no, so then almost is the way, is the concept of creator, then without one's own much effort, you see, everything relying on creator, merciful creator. So then, okay. But the Buddhist, not that way. You are your own master. So the Buddha made very clear that I taught you. Now entirely up to you. He mentioned that. So then, ngāti yomeyanda. Oh, so now, I think, if you wish, the mantra, I think we can.
Okay. So please look at this page with the mantra. Medicine.
So if you wish, you see, you can recite that. No, not now. You see, keep in your home. And when you have good mood, then read. Then not very happy, then not necessary. Now, thank you. Now, I very much appreciate the organizer. It's organized. And the hotel also, the facility, very good. So I very much appreciate. Now, I'm looking forward next year. Again, our gathering. So I think at least the next 10 years, I think we can carry this. And after that, I don't know. That may be too old. So just to see, show my face, smile, that's all. Maybe after 15 years or 20 years, then I don't know. Till that, we can talk, we can discuss like that. Thank you. Now, please, you yourself practice as much as possible. Then to your friend, you say, please share some of the sort of discussions on heartiness, whether accept religion or not. Be nice human being, sensible human being. That's very, very important. So please share your friend, say 10 people. Then 10 people again share their friend. That means 100 people. Again go there to 1,000 people. So that's the way, you see, to make awareness more people, that way. Thank you.